I'm Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is Tuesday, November 24, 2015. I am interviewing Basil Lookson and Jack Bellhouse at Basil Lookson's home in Vancouver. Basil and Jack work together in the City of Burnaby's planning department, and both are now retired. Today's interview is about the history of Burnaby Mountain from their perspective. Jack, maybe I could just start this interview with you by asking how you came to be employed by the City of Burnaby.
I started as a summer student in 1968 and went back to Toronto and was offered a full-time position after I completed some work there. So I joined the department in 69 and stayed until 2006.
Yes, that's 37 years. Mm. What positions did you hold in planning until your retirement?
Well, everything from planning assistant to director of planning. So
all the way up.
All the way up. Everything in between. Yes. Cook, bottle washer.
And what sparked your interest in having a career in city planning?
Probably started with a professor in UBC. It was an urban geography, and I really enjoyed it and thought it was quite exciting to look at evolution of cities and development. So, and it was somewhat fortunate they ended up with this summer job with the City of Burnaby, because that sort of opened some doors that might have not opened otherwise. So,
and you later went to SFU, is that mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that before or after?
No, it was actually while I was working. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And continued on with the study
in urban
geography.
Yeah.
Basil, you were born and educated in South Africa. What brought you to Canada and Burnaby in particular?
Well, I left South Africa in 1972, and it was the time of apartheid in South Africa. And I'm ethnically Chinese, and the Chinese were one of the groups which were discriminated against. So I wanted to leave the country as soon as I could, and Canada seemed a really good choice. Here I am.
And how did you get to Burnaby? All the way across Canada?
Well, you sort of look at Canada, and Vancouver had the best climate. I also had some family here before me who had immigrated before I did. So it was the logical place to come.
And you said that you lived in Capitol Hill then?
Yes, I arrived in Vancouver and started living in Burnaby. And I stayed in Burnaby until about 1990, and then moved to Coquitlam and then subsequently into Vancouver.
Oh, okay. And let's see, you worked in the city planning department for 39 years then, from 73 to 2012 is when you retired?
That's correct. I got my first job at in the planning department, and never left. It was my first job in Canada and retired 39 years later.
And actually, how did you get the job at City of Burnaby Planning?
Well, as any immigrant, you sort of come and you phone everywhere and look at the newspaper. And I called the Burnaby Planning Department, and they said there was a position for subdivisions. No, for rezonings. So there was a position for rezoning planner. I called the director of planning, and I said, oh, there's a position, and it was Tony Parr. He said, come in and let's talk about it. And we talked about it, and after the interview, he says, well, there are actually two positions here. There's one as the rezoning planner, and we have one in long-range planning. And he says, you can have either one. Which one would you like? I said, I'll take the long-range planning one, and that was the start of my career in Burnaby.
Yes. And what positions have you held in planning?
Well, like Jack, I started as a long-range planner and probably had every position through that and to the director of planning, mm-hmm. from which I retired in 2012.
Mm-hmm. And what sparked your interest in having a career in city planning?
Well, mine is quite different to Jack. I actually went to university in South Africa, and I was majoring in geology. And I had actually worked in the gold mines and really saw the injustices under the apartheid system. And so I saw all the bad examples of bad public policy. So I thought, well, did I really want to spend my time underground in gold mines or out trudging in the countryside? And I thought I wanted to get into an area where I could contribute to public policy. So after graduating, I went to planning school, and that's how I got into planning.
Uh-huh.
And I've been involved in public policy ever since.
And Jack, what has kept you interested in planning?
I think it's probably fair to say that the issues and the opportunities that actually both Basil and I were presented with in the era of the city evolution, mm-hmm. was probably, you know, it's very exciting. A lot of opportunities that some planners wouldn't have had the ability to have. We actually reached the planning department at a time when some of the macro issues were presenting themselves. So it was structure, major land use allocations, a lot of the major policy questions were needing to be addressed. So we were fortunate enough to work together to the point that we were almost joined at the hip for a couple of decades, and worked very closely on most of the major policy issues that had to be addressed at that time. So we actually had the fortune enough to actually start the ball rolling following some of the major policy work by the people that preceded us, Tony Parr and Bruce Chilton, who sort of laid out some of the major structure elements. But then to be able to see some of that come to fruition and get into the finer grain of some of those issues that we had the ability to do as well. And it just was a great place to work, and kept the passion going and the desire to keep on contributing. So it was very fortunate that way.
Basil, do you have anything to add to that?
The working relationship that Jack and I had, I think, is really quite unique. As Jack indicated, we probably worked on most of the major planning policy issues from the early 1970s till, you know, we both retired. And it was just an excellent working relationship. It was stimulating. You know, obviously in planning, it's teamwork. So we had the good fortune to work with Tony Parr, who was just a wonderful sort of mentor, gave us a lot of rope. We worked with people in the community who had a lot to contribute, and then also councillors through the years who were really supportive of what we did. Mm-hmm. So certainly I have absolutely no regrets in spending 39 years in the city.
That's great.